Good morning, Rabbi. I apologize, a little glitch on this end. So I'm on the phone. Is it audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So Kapitel Yud Aleph. Vamnatzeach leDavid, v'Hashem chasisi, eich tomu lenafshi nudu harchem tzipor. The Malbim, by way of an introduction to the capital as well as summation, he says, Yisvakech es b'nei doro ashetanu al emunas ha-hashkocha mimasha ha-rosha machter es ha-tzadik v'Hashem lo yasa mishpat. The challenge that when people see a Russia triumphing over a tzaddik, they non-believers draw a conclusion from that there is no hashgacha. How does one reconcile the triumph of a rasha over a tzaddik in light of hashgacha? Utshuvaso. And again, and this the question and the answer, the Malbim will explain subsequently how they unfold over the course of the psukim here. Shebozeh yivchan es b'nei adam. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of testing us. Shem hoya manish es ha-rosha tekef, v'hoya mokam le-bechiru le-socha ve-onash. V'hoya kulam ovdim es Hashem miyiras ha-onash. Aval al yedei sheher alim es hashkochaso. Excuse me. V'zeh yivchanu ha-tzadikim ha-ovdim es Hashem be-emes, v'zeh yigdal scharen. If hashgacha always instantaneously reacted, responded, judged, and imposed punishment, so then the evidence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be just so overwhelming, we wouldn't have Bechira. It's axiomatic that Ritzon Hashem, I'm sorry, it's axiomatic that Ritzon Hashem is that we, people, were created as Bali Bechira. In order for that to be Bali Bechira, there has to be a need for us to come to conclusions, for us to resist a temptation, an impulse. Let's say if you have an open fire. So a person is not tempted and will not stick his finger in there. Someone says, if you stick your finger in there for 20 seconds into this raging fire, I'll give you $10,000. No one's going to do it because we all know from personal experience that the second... I'm sorry, the second a person puts his finger into fire, it burns and inflicts pain and damage. And the reality, it's not really, there isn't really any bechira in any real sense when given such an offer. This is a yesod that we see elsewhere also. I think I once saw, but I wasn't able to find it where I thought I had seen it. So I don't know whether it's elsewhere or I haven't seen it. The famous Gemara in Shabbos that Vayisafsu v'safta sahar, the Melamed shekaf aleihem har kegigas, that as it were, we were mekabel Torah from coercion, out of coercion. And mekan modar avel areisa. So what's pshat? So Yitachin as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and offers us the Torah, says it to Bris, you'll be committed to me, and I, this is so extraordinary, reciprocally will be committed to you. Okay, so were we free agents? Were we Bali Bechira when we responded to that offer? So we were on the heels of an entire year of the Esamakos, which then culminated in Kriyas Yamsuf. And the memory is still extremely fresh. It's only been 6 weeks since Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gilui of Elokus, everything was so vivid that it's as if we have no choice but to accept the Torah. How could one not accept the Torah after experiencing everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, pain, experiencing the chesed of Hashem for Bnei Yisrael, pain, experiencing the hashkoch in the world, pain, experiencing that Hashem is emes. So there wasn't really bechira. Kafalayim HaKigigas doesn't mean that there was physical coercion with a threat of being literally buried. What it means is that the Gilui was just so overwhelming and so overpowering, and yet based on that Kabbalah, so we have to remain true to Torah, even in a world when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is much more hidden. In a halachic, so that's a possible pshat in Divrei Agada. In a halachic context, if you take a look at the famous Chazon Ish in the beginning of Yerideya, I think it's Simon Beis, where he famously says that the din of Moridin Vein Malin for Minim, for Apikosim, etc., he says, was only Bimei Chazal at a time in history when Hashkochas Hashem was so Geluya that Kfira represented something which was just really perverse and perversely brazen. It couldn't result at that time in history from confusion. It certainly couldn't result at that time in history from having grown up as a Tinoch Shanishba. No, it was like a Bechina of not exactly, but Moshe Lema Dov Adom, but clearly not exactly like that. But a Bechina of Korach's rebelliousness against Moshe Rabbeinu. It's perverse. It's perversely brazen. Under those circumstances, when that's what Kfira represented, so then the din was Marin Rein Malin. But Bizman Azeh, the Chazon Ish says, that din is not Noheg. Maybe just bear with me 1 minute. You know? Let's try to read you the Lashon B'Netz Hashem. 1 minute, please. Venera, so this is because in Ishi Ardeya Simon Bays, the Ith Tassayan. Venera the Ain Din Maridin El Bizman Shashka Hoso Yizbarach Geluya. Kamo Bizman Shayu Nisim Mitsuyan Umishamej Basko. But Bime Chazal, they used to hear Basko. Gemara Sanhedrin, amongst other things, tells stories elsewhere also, above Mitzia. But Tzadike Hadua Tachas Hashkoche Pratas Hanirish La'in Kol. Then, the Hakofin Oz, who benelizes Meyuchadas, the Hatoyas Hayetzel Tavos Vahefkeros. It's, again, it's perverse, it's Lahachas. Avo Bizman, I'm skipping a couple of lines. Avo Bizman Hahelem Shenichrusso Hayamunim in Dallas Ha'am. He says, at a time of Helem, when Hashkochas Hashem isn't Gluya the way it was at earlier Tzkuf in history, now, he says, Marin Vein Malin would make things worse. Ein Bemaisa Horoda Geder Hapirza, it's not getting rid of a spiritual cancer. And therefore, aleinu lahachziram ba'avosos ava with cords of love, ulahamidam bekaren ora b'meshi adena magas. So that yisod, that when things are, again, there are obviously degrees of that. There are degrees of that, but it's the same basic idea that the Malbim is talking about as well, that there has to be a degree of he'alim in the world in order for that to be b'chira. Again, sometimes there can be a degree which allows for b'chira, but it's what the Chazon Ish describes, that the b'chira is a b'chira which is being exercised perversely. Sometimes what the Malbim is talking about is that it's so overwhelming that even that kind of bechira would be unimaginable. And what we have, Bizman Hazeh, the norm that we have Bizman Hazeh is that there certainly is still personal responsibility for decisions we make, but they don't rise to, even when Rahman al-Atsan, a person makes the wrong decision, they don't rise to that level of azus, of brazenness and perversity. What's the taich in the words of Hashem Chasisi? I have betochen in Hashem. I seek shelter in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I trust in His Hashkacha. So how do you challenge me and tell me that my wandering Nov and Nod, Nudi is the sort of the abstract noun from Nod, that my wandering over your mountain is like the wandering of a bird, meaning of a bird, there is no hashkocha. When the bird wanders, there's nothing providential about that. And you buttress your point, Pasuk Beis, Kine Harishom Yiduchun Keshas, that they bend their bow, as we have the same idiom in the beginning of Eicha, Doch Kashto Ko'ayev. Konen Nuchitzam Al Yeser, that they prepare, that they set in place their arrow, Liros B'mo'ofel Yisraelev, to shoot in the dark, meaning it's an ambush, so the Yisraelev whom they're targeting don't see the impending attack, and they can't defend themselves. Ki hashasos, this is all part of the challenge of the deniers of Hashkocha. Ki hashasos yehareson, the foundations, meaning the tzaddikim who are tzaddik yisod olam, are being destroyed, the foundations, shasos, foundations, yehareson, are being destroyed, tzaddik, referring to tzaddiko shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'apol. And where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the challenge. Pasuk Daled, according to the Malbim, begins the answer. Hashem beheichal kodesho, Hashem bashamayim kiso, einav yachazu, af hapov yivchanu b'nei odom. So sometimes we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu beheichal kodesho in the Beis HaMikdash, we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here on earth, i.e. we recognize his hashgacha. But sometimes we perceive, our perception is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashamayim Kiso, that his throne is far removed and is very distant in the sense that we don't perceive hashgacha. The reality, of course, is that Hashem is Beheichal Kodesho, and Einav Yechezu, the Einav Yechezu links up with Hashem Beheichal Kodesho, the Malbim says. Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, Kaveyocho, they do see, perceive that there is Hashgacha, but what accounts for the fact of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to appear to us as though Hashem Bashamayim Kiso, is that Afapov Yivchanu B'nei Adam, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends to test us by withholding, postponing, or camouflaging Hashgacha. So thereby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing people. Hashem tzadik yivchon, v'rosha v'oev chomos son anafsho. You take a look at the Malbim here on Pasuk Hey. Hashem tzadik yivchon, Hashem ma'alim hashkochoso, sha'al yidei kach yivchon es hatzadik im ovdo me'ahava mibli pnia chitzonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides, camouflages his hashkocha, and in so doing he tests the tzadik, whether the tzaddik is being oled me'ahava, without any vested interest. Shal yedei shehatzaddik nirdaf min harosha, ubechol zos lo mot mitzidkoso. Even though the tzaddik is being nirdaf from the rosha, and nevertheless he doesn't falter in his righteousness. Yivchan, he's tested, or Yibachain, Sha'oved Me'ava. So it's discernible that he's an Oved Me'ava. V'hagam Sha'al Yedei Sha'ashkochas Hashem Ne'alemes, whereas the Rasha, on the other hand, Rasha V'oev Chano Asana Nafsho, And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the evil accumulate until the punishment, which is described in the next pasuk. So here, let's just try to be omed on one last point for today, Rabbi Yossi. The Malbim says that when a tzaddik finds himself in a position that he's being near death in a rasha, And nevertheless, he doesn't falter in his tzidkus, so then his avas Hashem is discernible. Why is that avas Hashem? Maybe it's just maybe it's not a madrega of ava. Maybe it's still maybe that's still yiras Hashem. He's thinking to himself, who am I, what am I, to question Hashem, to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chutzpah for me to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd be osed liten es adin if I challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that test whether he's being Oved Me'ava? So the emes is, this idea, again, this doesn't answer the question as much as it does just corroborate the Malbim's approach. Rashi in Parshas Vaschanan on the Parsha of Kriyashma, on the Pasuk of Ahavta, so Rashi quotes from a Sifri as follows. Va'ahavta asei devarav me'ahava. Eino dome osa me'ahava la'osa me'yira. Ha'osa etzel rabo me'yira. I'm sorry. K'shehu matriach olav manicho v'holechlo. This is the same idea, right? This is a mocha for the Malbim. The Sefri quoted by Rashi here says explicitly, says explicitly that there's a point at which Yira can only sustain a person so long and carry him so far. And there's a point at which a person has to be able to draw on reservoirs of Ava to be sustained. I don't know whether this idea is a logical idea as much as it is a, I don't know, call it psychological or spiritual idea. Yira apparently is a, and hear this from both sides. It's a very, very important yisod. Yira is a logical response. It's a logical attitude. Let's think about Yira Sonish. It's very logical. It's very logical. Why, if you tell a person that if he smokes, he's liable to get lung cancer, so it's a very logical response that he's inhibited from smoking. If a person is aware that he's also leitin and sadin for doing something, it's a very logical response that he doesn't do it. Logic, even though in theory one would expect it to be applicable in all situations, doesn't let a person act heroically. Doesn't let a person go beyond what we would sort of think are his natural capacity. Ahava, the passion of Ahava is something that transcends logic. It is rooted very much in logic, but it transcends logic, and because of that, it allows a person to be transcendent. It allows the person to be mezgaber, even where naturally his kochos should be spent. Yira, once a person's kochos naturally are spent, so yira is a logical, natural response. If a person's kochos are spent, yira cannot carry him. But ahava, which goes beyond logic, it's not illogical, it subsumes logic and goes beyond logic. Ahava allows for a person to persist and continue and be mizgaber, even when naturally one would think that his kochos should have been exhausted. And that's why when the tzaddik is nirdof, it's a test that he's ovid me'ava. It's not something that can be attributable to avoda me'ira. Okay, so we'll stop here for now.